An opinion poll in the Sunday Times today gives Sinn Féin a 10-point lead over its nearest rival, Fine Gael. The poll will give all of the parties pause for thought ahead of the Dublin Bay South by-election, which is expected to take place early next month. So far, there are at least 11 declared candidates in the contest. More could come later. It will provide a glimpse of the current sentiment towards the government and opposition parties. I've been speaking to some of the declared candidates, hoping to win that vacant seat.
This constituency is the proud owner of the famous Rumble at Ranelagh. I think we probably will see quite a lot of stunts because they will want to say, here is our candidate, and try and grab some of the attention. Dublin Bay South is famous for throwing up the odd surprise and the odd ding-dong. So, yeah, I think it's going to be an entertaining one.
Welcome to Dublin Bay South, where the quiet, leafy suburbs conceal a political jungle.
Well, it's a very big constituency for a start. I mean, it goes from Sandymount Ringsend right east to west over to Terenure and Harold's Cross, and then goes from some of the south inner city right down to the Dodder.
This is Lise Hand, journalist and political commentator, who lives in the constituency and knows it well.
It's a sprawling constituency, and it has a reputation for being very, very leafy because it encompasses a lot of Dublin 4 and Dublin 6, both of which will be, you know, seen as the wealthier end of the constituency. But it does also encompass more working class areas. You'd have the sort of South Docks and parts of Ringsend. But that's quite simplistic to a certain extent as well, because it also has an enormous amount of renters and a very transient population. So it is actually quite hard to get a grip on voting patterns because people move in and out so often.
For years, it's been a Fine Gael stronghold, and the departure of former Minister Owen Murphy puts pressure on that party to retain its seat here. The party's candidate in this all-male constituency is Councillor James Gagan, a former member of Renua, a party whose founding leader, Lucinda Creighton, left Fine Gael on anti-abortion grounds.
Yeah, so I worked with Lucinda Creighton in 2015 as her parliamentary assistant, and then subsequently when I went to the bar as a barrister, as a trainee barrister, I continued to support her after she had left Fine Gael. She started this party, Renua. Actually, Renua didn't have a position on abortion. It had a freedom of conscience position, which is what's currently taking place. I would have never joined a pro-life party. I didn't agree with Lucinda when it came to the question of abortion, but I did admire the work that she had done as European Affairs Minister, and I did think she had a significant contribution to make in politics, and that's what my relationship to that was. And the minute Lucinda lost her seat, I ceased to have any involvement with that party.
On social media, he's an advocate for healthy living, but his detractors point out that this contrasts sharply with his former role as a lobbyist for the tobacco industry.
Basically, my first job, I worked in a public affairs company. There was about three of us in it. One of the clients was a tobacco company. I don't choose my clients. I would not like to have, you know, had that as a client. And if I control my own clients, I wouldn't have done it. But that is something that I, you know, it was a client that was in amongst 10 other companies that formed part of the firm that I was in.
He says if elected, he will be a voice for people locked out of the housing market, but is cautious about proposals from other parties for lengthy rent freezes.
We already have the rent pressure zones, which prevent significant rent increases. But what we could do better is potentially link rental increases to inflation. That might have the exact same effect, because what you don't want to do...
Okay, but specifically on that proposal of freezing rents, would you support it or not?
I will support any measure that keeps rents at a stable level, but
including rent freezes.
Well, not if it is demonstrated, as has taken place in Berlin, that a rent freeze for a lengthy period of time would prevent new young people getting access to rental properties.
Fine Gael says this election will be a two-horse race between its candidate and Sinn Féin, which is running former MEP and current Senator Lynn Boylan, who has fielded questions about why she was asked to run in an area so far away from her political base.
I've represented this constituency as an MEP, so people know me in Dublin Bay South. Myself and Chris Andrews would have been engaged with communities on a regular basis when I was in the European Parliament.
Already, even before this campaign formally gets underway, Sinn Féin has come under scrutiny over its position on the future of the Special Criminal Court, which is now under review. So does Lynn Boylan want to see the non-jury court, used to try people on terror and gang-related offences, continue to be used in the future?
We'd like to see what the review comes back with in terms of the Special Criminal Court.
What's your view on it, your own view?
My
personally?
Own view is that I think that we need to look at something that was set up as an emergency measure 20 years ago and to see how we can best equip the Gardaí to tackle the crimes of a modern era.
But does that mean that you don't think the Special Criminal Court is fit for purpose?
As I said, we welcome the review. We've made a submission to the review, which is what we will be saying we believe should be the approach taken. And we will wait and see what that review comes out with.
Okay, what's your submission about? What would you like to see coming out of it?
I'm not the justice spokesperson, Justin. So, I mean, they'll be making this submission. I mean, they're our spokesperson. They're the people who are equipped to make that.
The party says access to housing is the biggest issue in this constituency, but also advocates higher wealth taxes to pay for vital services.
Yes, Sinn Féin has been very open about the fact that we believe in taxing wealth, that we would increase taxes on very high income earners.
So are you sending a message then to the millionaires in this constituency that you will take more of their money off them if they elect you?
Well, I think if people want good public services, they want fit-for-purpose education systems, they want public transport, they want to tackle climate change, then that has to be paid for through public funds. And I think the vast majority of people support paying what is a fair contribution to society. We are a society and we need to pay for it.
And paying for the borrowing of the past will be an issue that anyone elected here will have to grapple with as a TD. So how does the Fianna Fáil candidate, Councillor Deirdre Conroy, feel about wealthy people in this constituency paying more tax?
In terms of what you're asking, if that is something that the government want to address, however, there is also advised...
What do you think, though?
If people are paying less tax than they should be paying more tax to help the country.
Do you think wealthy people should pay a bit more?
If people are making a fortune and not paying enough tax. The question you're asking is, I don't know too many wealthy people, so I'm not sure personally. So wealthy people, if they have massive funding and can provide donations or tax to help the country, to help the constituency, yes.
Councillor Conroy found herself in the spotlight since becoming a candidate over a blog post she wrote as a landlady in 2013, in which she criticised a former tenant for cooking in the kitchen.
So I didn't actually ask to try and ban the person or anything like that. It was about to make something slightly amusing, and if anybody is upset about it, I am sorry for them, but it wasn't the way it came out at all.
She says she joined Fianna Fáil in part because of its record on building houses, something she is anxious for the party to pursue. But she says she didn't pay close attention to the relationship between developers and the party in the past.
To be honest, I can't be aware of that because I joined at the end of 2018 and wasn't in politics before that.
But you were a citizen, you were watching on. I mean, do you think that the relationship between the party and developers was appropriate?
In fairness, my work for the over 20 years is architectural heritage consultant, working on buildings myself and also bringing up my children. So I wasn't in that way involved in politics. I was much more involved in repeal. So I hear what you're saying, but it wasn't. There are so many people who aren't listening to that. Those things at the time, they're just having to work themselves to get their own house paid for.
The Green Party candidate in this election is Councillor Claire Byrne. She works with Minister Eamon Ryan and was selected ahead of the higher profile Lord Mayor of Dublin, Councillor Hazel Chu, but rejects suggestions that Councillor Chu was squeezed out as a punishment for standing as an independent candidate in a recent Shannon by-election.
No, we had a very, very fair democratic process, as we do in our party. If anything, we're democratic. It was a transparent process. We both canvassed the members and I was the candidate that was selected by the membership. So I I don't agree that there was any squeezing out. I don't think you can question the process around it at all.
And she believes that gender should play a role when it comes to who people vote for in this constituency.
I feel very strongly that women can only represent women's issues effectively. And for me, there's many issues that are very unique to women. You know, I mean, we launched our maternal care policy there a few weeks ago. There's a very strong focus on breastfeeding, which is something I'm particularly interested in, and increasing supports for women who want to breastfeed with very low rates. We need to increase them. There's so many health benefits, there's so many environmental benefits for it. And that's something that I'd like to really actively progress as a TD.
Labour's candidate Ivana Bacik also believes this constituency needs a female voice.
Many of us, myself included, were disappointed last year to see the constituency, a traditionally progressive constituency, returning four men to the Dáil. So I am sure that will be a factor, but it will be one of many factors. Clearly, there are plenty of other factors that are pressing on people's minds, notably the quality of their day-to-day lives and issues around housing and childcare provision, among other things.
Dublin Bay South is the third Dáil constituency she's run in, having been unsuccessful on previous occasions.
Well, I ran in Dunleary in 2011, 10 years ago, and I was asked to by Labour as a second candidate. Came very close to taking a seat there, but this is my first time running in my own home constituency in Dublin Bay South.
But people might say, look, this is your third constituency, third different constituency running for the Dáil. You have a poor track record in Dáil elections. What makes you think that this is going to be any different?
Well, I always think of my dear friend David Norris, who said to me many years ago when I was first running for the Trinity Seanad that it had taken him several attempts to be elected to the Trinity Senate seat to represent Dublin University. He, of course, has a wonderful record of representing Trinity graduates in the Seanad now over many years as the longest serving senator in Ireland. And, you know, I think those words are really pertinent. I don't think it's a problem to be ambitious, to want to represent your home constituency in the Dáil. And this is my first chance to do so. So I'm really proud of being given the opportunity.
And off we go then. Euro 2020 in June 2021 is underway.
This by-election kicks off as the country opens up and summer, sport and door-to-door canvassing returns, bringing challenges and possible pitfalls for all of the candidates.
Just a note of caution to anybody who is going door-to-door. It's also the Euros are on, the Eurofinals are on, and I would advise any canvassers to check the schedule before they go knocking on the doors, because they may not get the warmest of welcomes in that case. So just a note to canvassers.
Sage advice there from political analyst Lise Hand, ending that report on the Dublin Bay South by-election. And the other candidates on the pitch so far: Justin Barrett of the National Party, Independent Peter Dooley, Sarah Durkin from the Social Democrats, Independent Manix Flynn, Bridget Purcell from People Before Profit Solidarity, and Aintu's Mairead Tobin, and others may well yet enter the field. There's still plenty of time.